Football analyst Carl Tufor says the Black Stars have what it takes to win their match against Mali this evening, despite the absence of Captain John Mensah. Speaking to Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazi, Mr. Tufor said the Black Stars cannot afford to lose this match if their ultimate aim is to annex the trophy.
I think we are capable of beating Mali. I have no qualms whatsoever.
Which key players would you then recommend for the starting lineup?
Samuel Nkum should not play at the position he was given the last time. He's no left back. He should play on the right side of the midfield. Odua Samuel needs to get into the team immediately to play as a playmaker in central midfield. And I think we'll have one of the two, either Suleiman Tare or Adiman Bedu. And if I'm given the choice, I prefer to have Adiman Bedu playing. So those would be my choices. But on you, I don't think she's that. And that's about it.
Now, many Ghanaians have expressed worry about the absence of Captain John Mensah. Do you think the absence of John Mensah will have any telling effect on the performance of the Stars?
It will depend. Are the guys fired up? John Mensah is good. He is replaceable. Unfortunately, Bosa will not be available, so that's the problem. But the focus, they should be able to account for them, and they should be able to win. And I don't think his absence will be much felt. I really believe so.
Do you agree with me that the Malian side put up a solid display and even mounted an effective defense against Guinea in the first game? What different tactics would you suggest the coach employs to win this game?
I'm not too sure whether it was the Malians who put up a good defensive tactic against the Guineans in their match. I thought it was the Guineans' ineptitude in front of goal. And if the Malians will produce that sort of defensive performance against us, then it really augurs well for us. But it's so important. That's why many of us are critical of the coach taking only three strikers. Now, Asamoah has got a bit of a problem. We don't know whether he'll be there. Then we've also got Jordan, who is still not up to the task yet. He needs more time. That leaves us to one, Prince Tego, and that's also another worry. But they seem to have to get shots coming in from midfield. Hopefully, we'll find one or two goals from somewhere. We have to, because it's in a very, very tight group.
Would you want to predict Ghana-Mali?
I don't predict more lines. I don't predict score lines, but I'll predict that Ghana will win. I'm convinced that Ghana will win. Absolutely no doubt in my mind.
Carl Tufor in that interview with Rosemary Gazi on the Ghana-Mali match slated for Franceville, Gabon.